sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mauri and Amy Moraz Yishichyu and for Moshe Rabin Peshadin of Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Esther and Lerifuas of Moshe Ben Reisel. If anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you are invited to do so and contact me. We're going to be learning about the inyan of Kedushas Yom HaKippurim based on the Torah of Hagonat Tzadik, Rav Aaron Cohen, Zichrono Livracha, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chevron. The Rambam in the Seder Tfilas Hashana writes that the Nusach of Tfilas Yom Kippur is Vasita in Lano, etc. Es Yom HaKippurim Hazeh Ves Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. Or the Nusach Tfilas Shara Moados and the Nusach of the other holidays, the Rambam writes Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh Es Yom Chag HaPloni Hazeh. So you see a different Nusach for Yom Kippur than the other holidays. Again, Yom Kippur is Yes Yom HaKippurim Hazeh Ves Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. And the other modos, first it's Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, and then it's Yom Chag HaPloni Hazeh. So why is there a different nusach for Yom Kippur? Also in Tfilas Musaf of Yom Kippur, there's a shinui b'nusach HaRambam, shebechol ha-modos ha-nusach hu Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, Yom Chag HaPloni Hazeh. Over Yom Kippur, lo hizker klal, shem Yom Kippur v'musaf. Rak es musfei Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. Interesting. When it comes to the other moados, the nusach is Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, Yom Chag Ploni Hazeh, in musaf. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Rambam doesn't say Yom Kippur and musaf. Just says musfei Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh without mentioning Yom Kippur. So we have to understand these shinuim, these differences. So it appears as follows, that there's a fundamental difference between the Mikra Kodesh of Yom Kippur and the Mikra Kodesh of the other Moados. In the other Moados, the Din Mikra Kodesh is because of the Shem Chag Ploni. Pesach is a Mikra Kodesh because of the Shem Chag Hamatzos. And it's part of the Shem Chag Hamatzos, like the Torah says, Uvechamisha Sayom Lachodesh Hazeh, Chag Hamatzos Lashem, etc. B'Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, Yiyah Lachem. In other words, the Yom Rishon of Chag Hamatzos is a Mikra Kodesh, Sukkos also. Uvechamisha Sayom, etc. Chag HaSukkos, etc. B'Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh. So the Mikra Kodesh is part of the Chag HaSukkos. Rosh Hashanah, as we discussed in a previous shiur, the Din Mikra Kodesh is a Mikra Kodesh of Zichron Shruah. But by Yom Kippur, the Shem Yom Kippur and the Shem Mikra Kodesh are two distinct entities. The Shem Mikra Kodesh is an outcome of the Shem Yom Kippur. It's not one and the same. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's one and the same. When it comes to Pesach and Sukkot, so the Chag HaMatzos also becomes a Mikra Kodesh. So they become one. But in Yom Kippur, the Shem Yom Kippur and the Shem Mikra Kodesh, no, are two distinct entities. The Shem Mikra Kodesh is a totsah, is an outcome of the Shem Yom Kippur. And when the Torah says, Yom HaKippurim Hu, Mikra Kodesh Yelechem, it doesn't mean that Yom Kippur is a Mikra Kodesh. But rather, the Torah tells us that Itzumo Shel Yom Hu Yom HaKippurim. U'bishvil Shel Yom Zeh Hu Yom HaKippurim, we therefore have to make it into a holy a mikra kodesh, a holy convocation, however you want to translate that. But the be'etzem, the itzumo shel yom is Yom Kippur, and because of that, it's a mikra kodesh, but it's not one and the same. And the explanation is as follows: that there's a fundamental difference between the Shem Yom Kippur and the Shem of the other Moados. By other Moados, the Iker Shem Moed is done by us. The Moed is called Al Shem Matzos. The Moed is called Al Shem Mitzvahs Van Hagas HaMoed. Pesach is Chag HaMatzos because of the Mitzvah Matzah. Sukkot is Al Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. And you could say it's not Mukhruch, you could say that it's because of Kibbutz Sukkah so shafti, because of the Ananei HaKavit. But you see that there's a tzad that Matzahs is because of our Mitzvahs Matzah. Sukkah is because of our Mitzvah Sukkah. Chinir midivrei Torah Kohanim, from the pasuk of Chamishasa Yom LaChodesh Hazeh Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaShem, that the Torah says B'Sukkos Teshuv Shivas Yomim, are the first seven days. That's when it says Shivas Yomim LaShem. That it says b'chamishaser yom lechodesh hazeh chag haSukkos, and the 15th is Sukkos, and then shivas yamim l'Hashem, 7 days to Hashem. What are these 7 days? These 7 days are b'sukkos teishu shivas yamim. Shavuos is because you're counting 7 weeks. So again, these other holidays, Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, the Torah calls it Sukkot, sitting in a sukkah, Shavuos, counting the 7 weeks. That's all because of our behavior. But Yom Kippur is not because of our behavior, but rather because that's the name of the Etzem day. The name of the day is Yom HaMechaper. That's why it's called Yom Kippur, not because of what we do, not because of our mitzvahs, but because the day is a day of kapara. Whereas by Sukkot, you're sitting in it's a holiday because you're sitting in the sukkah for 7 days. That's the essence of Sukkot, is your mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Yom Kippur is not because of what you're doing. It's because the day is a day of kapara. And therefore, other moados, the Mikra Kodesh, is Al Shem HaMoed. Because that's the name of this Mikra Kodesh. This holy day is holy because of the Moed. What's the Moed? The Moed is the eating of matzahs, the sitting in the sukkah. You just counted 7 weeks. So the Mikra Kodesh, the name of the Mikra Kodesh, is the name of the Moed. The name of the holiday is the same as its sanctity. It's holy because of its mitzvahs. So therefore we can say that Pesach is called a Mikra Kodesh because of the Chag HaMatzos. It's holy because you're eating matzahs because of the mitzvah, etc. But Yom Kippur is different. By Yom Kippur, the Shem Mikra Kodesh is a tolada of the Shem Yom HaKippurim. That because this day is Yom Kippurim, mitzad itzumo shel yom, because this day is inherently a day of kapara, therefore the Torah commanded to make it into a Mikra Kodesh, to make it a day of Inui and Tzom. It gets its sanctity because it's a day that God forgives us. The day is a day of forgiving. Therefore the Torah said, make it holy and afflict yourself and fast. like the Rambam calls this Mikra Kodesh, Kedushas Yom Tzon. So it's sanctity, it's going to become holy, and the sanctity is that you're fasting, you're afflicting yourself, because it's a day of kapara, but it's not one and the same. And we have a smach for this in the Divrei Aksuvim, in the Parash of the Moados. In Parashas Emor, the Torah says in Rosh Hashanah, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, Leimor, Daber el Bnei Yisrael. So that's by Rosh Hashanah. Also by Sukkos, Zenut Sivui, Daber el Bnei Yisrael. Speak to the Jewish people. By Yom Kippur, it says, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Ach be'esor lachodesh. It doesn't say Daber el Bnei Yisrael. Where's the Daber el Bnei Yisrael by Yom Kippur? So we can say that the reason is that it's a Hemshech of Rosh Hashanah, and he already was told to speak about Rosh Hashanah. But if that's true, then why is there a new Dibur to Moshe? It's a Hemshech of Rosh Hashanah. So it would appear that the Yom Kippur is a Hemshech with Rosh Hashanah. It's a continuum from Rosh Hashanah. That's only Mitzad our Anhaga. But Etzem Yom HaKippurim Shel Nikra Al Shem Shu Yom Mechaper Eino Hemshech Me Rosh Hashanah. Etzem Yom Kippur, that's called because it's a mechaper, that's not a hemshech of Rosh Hashanah. An hour in Haga, it's the Gemara Dinu Mishpat, and we have our, these are our days of tshuva, ksiva, and then chasima. So that's our in Haga, that's the way we relate to it. But the fact that it's a day of kapara, that's not a hemshech of Rosh Hashanah. Because Yom Kippur, it's a day of mechila and slicha, because it's 40 days from the going up of Moshe to the mountain and the receiving of the Luchos Achronos. And therefore the Torah says a new Dibur here, that this day was given to us, Liyom HaKippurim. Ve'ena Dibur HaChadosh al Tzivu HaNhagas Hayom. This is not telling us how to act on this day. The other times is a Dibur to tell us how to act. Rather, this Dibur gave us a matan of this day. This day is a slich and mechila. There's no special tzivui. The tzivui have had to act on this day. So the hour on Haga, that's a hemshech of Rosh Hashanah. When it says Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe, this is just a gift that God is giving to Moshe. And therefore it's a separate dibur. And this dibur, this commandment, is not at tzivu anhagas hayom. Rak she b'dibur zeh nasa lanu matanas hayom hazeh liyom mechila v'slicha. So this is already, there was already mechila, there was already esratzes. It was only given to us now, with this dibur. But an hour on haga, an hour mitzvah on this day, there's no special tzivu. It's a hemshech with the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. The Iker Mitzvah Zichron Trua, Tkiyas Shofar, you get into the whole Tshuva atmosphere. And then it concludes the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And then there's the Yom Tzom, it's the end of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So that's, as far as that's concerned, as far as our Nahaga, the way we're acting. But on the other hand, there's a new Dibur here to tell us that this is a special gift. So the Torah says, Ach Besor LaChodesh Yom HaKippurim. It's not telling us to keep certain mitzvahs on Yom Kippur. For that, you don't need a special dibur to Moshe. What's the special dibur to Moshe? that he gave us this Matnas Hayom. As far as what we're supposed to do, that's already Hemshech of Rosh Hashanah. Etzem Matnas Hayom, that we have this day of Kapara. And then because it's a Yom Kapara, because of that we have a Tzivui. And this Tzivui is something different. It's an outcome of the day of Kapara. Because it's Kapara, so it's Mikra Kodesh Yelechem, and we have to fast. So hopefully in a future shir, we'll go more into this idea. So it says, Ach Be'Esor L'Chodesh HaShviya Zeh Yom HaKippurim Hu. And then it's a totsa of this, that it's Yom Kippur, so make a kodesh yelechem, and isim asnaf shosechem, mikraft and mishel Hashem. So according to this, we understand now, betuv tam v'das, the chiluk between the nusach of the tefillah of Yom Kippur and the tefillah of the other moedos. And the other moedos, the shem moed is the shame of the mikra kodesh. So we have to say it's the same thing. Batitein lanu es yom tov, whatever it is, mikra kodesh hazeh, tilanu es mikra kodesh hazeh, es yom chag ha, whatever it is. That's the shem prati of this mikra kodesh. So what's the nusach of the Rambam? The nusach of the Rambam is Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh Es Yom Chag HaPloni Hazeh. Why? Because that's the Shem Prati of the Mikra Kodesh. What's the first name of the of this holy convocation? What's the Kedusha Sayom? Whatever the Mikra Kodesh is, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukkos. But on Yom Kippur, the Shem Yom Kippur is a Shem Bifnei Atzmo. It's not connected to the Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh comes after Yom Kippur, so therefore the Rambam's Nusach is. Batitein lanu es Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. So that's the gift of this day that it was given to us for Slicha and Mechila. And afterwards we say Mikra Kodesh, which is an added inyan on Yom Kippur. This day also becomes a Mikra Kodesh. And it says, V'es Yom Mikra Kodesh. That's the Nusach of the Rambam again. Ratitein lanu, etc. Es yom HaKippurim hazeh, ves yom Mikra Kodesh hazeh. Ves. And by the other moedos, it says, Es yom tov Mikra Kodesh hazeh, es yom Chag HaPloni hazeh. No ve. Because they're not two separate entities, it's one entity. The Etzem Chag and the Kedushas Hayom, the things that we're doing, sanctify the day. The mitzvahs. But by Yom Kippur, it's two separate entities, so there's the extra vav. And with this, we can also understand the difference in Tfilas HaMusafin, that we don't mention Musfei Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. We say it's Musfei Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. The other modos, we say Musaf Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, Yom Chag HaPloni Hazeh. Why, we ask, by the other modos, do we mention the name of the holiday, and here we don't? So based on what we said, we understand very well. Because the Shem Mikra Kodesh Yom Kippur is an added matter to the Yom Kippur itself. So why are you being makriv of Musaf? It's not because of the shame Yom Kippur. Because the karbanos of Yom Kippur are karbanos shel Seder Hayom that are written in Parashas Acharemos. But because of the Mikra Kodesh of Yom Kippur. It's not because of the shame Yom Kippur, but rather because of the holiness of the day, because of the mitzvahs of the day, because of the sanctity of the day. That's why you're bringing the karbanos. And therefore you don't mention Yom Kippur, because the karbanos aren't machmas to shame Yom Kippur, but rather because of the shame Mikra Kodesh. And it's interesting that in Parashas Pinchas, we don't mention the Shem Yom Kippur. We say, "Ve'esor lechodesh hashvi azem mikra kodesh yelechem, v'nisim esnapsusechem v'kraftem." On the 10th of the 7th month in mikra kodesh, afflict yourselves. It doesn't say there a Shem Yom Kippur. And v'kraftem, because the karbanos aren't machmas the Shem Yom Kippur, they're machmas the Shem Mikra Kodesh. Therefore it says in the Torah, the karbanos of Yom Kippur in the context of Mikra Kodesh, not the Shem Yom Kippur. So therefore we say, Musfei Yom Mikra Kodesh, not Yom Kippur. And this, sweet friends, is just a new way of looking at the holidays. We're not used to this. Generally the drushes you hear are not getting into these very subtle distinctions, but here we have it. Moshe Emes v'Sarasa Emes. So, this is the Mahalach, the Derech HaLimud of Rav Aaron Cohen, who is the great Chavener Rosh Yeshiva. You can find a lot of this in the writings of Rav Leibel Mintzberg, who is the leader of the Masmidim group, a large group of, you can call them Hasidim, in Eretz Yisrael. He's a big tzaddik in a gaon, Snifter not long ago. He has, thus far, they've put out about 25 of his svarim, so very, very clear. It's very rare to find this Sefer Kodesh written with such depth and clarity at the same time. So I highly recommend it. And Rav Soloveitchik would also get into these details in Brisk, but generally it's not the what's spoken about, and it's important. It's important to understand the Pnimius of the holidays, the nature, the what it's all about. So here we have it. But Mir Tashem, we will continue in this siman of this of the Sefer Beis Aaron of Rav Cohen. He has a long arichos, even though that's redundant to say long arichos. If it's long, it's arichos, and if it's arichos, it's long. But he goes afterwards to explain Shavuos, since right now we're Ben Kesel Aser. Or between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're not going to get into Shavuos now, but hopefully, I'm hoping God gives us life in the future, and we still have a lot we want to say about Yom Kippur. So God should just give us life and health and everything good, and we should be zochah to learn together. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.